Thank you. thinking of the rapture in our blessed home one time. We redeem our gathering in. How we'll raise that heavenly anthem in that city in the sky. We redeem our gathering in. Oh, we redeem our gathering in.
Oh, in the redeemed.
the right. We waited all week for this. Because the redeemed are gathering in. Amen. We're all the redeemed and we're all here. We're gathering in to worship Him today. Because He's going to come down and talk to us. Feed us with His Word. You believe that?
Amen.
Amen. Oh, the redeemed are gathering in. Watch thy soul. How happy we are to be in the blessed presence of the Lord Jesus this morning. Glad that we're redeemed, saved, sons and daughters of God. Amen. Have you come expecting this morning? Are you prayed up? Have you brought the right atmosphere?
Amen.
Brother Branham says if you do those things, if you come expecting, and he says, and that you're looking prepared and been prayed up, and you're in that right atmosphere, He'll move on the scenes.
Amen.
He's here with us this morning. We know that He's here with us this morning. Each one of us is because why? I brought Him with me.
Amen.
Wherever I go, there He is. Wherever you go, there He is. He's right there with us. That's His sacred promise to each one. It's wonderful to have you all here today. Did you enjoy service Wednesday night for the local people? Wasn't that? Praise the name of the Lord. So wonderful to be in the presence of the Lord Jesus.
Amen.
There's truly this nothing like it, that sweet spirit of the Lord. And when He comes around and just how He moves, as Brother Rand says, it's wonderful as He moves around with the people. And He would even do that sometimes. He says He would see that angel of the Lord. He says, I'd see it here, and then it's moved over here, and then it's moved over here. And He says, that's the way that it does. He just goes around and around and around. And when we feel His presence like that, that's how come singing that song, reach out and touch the Lord before we go to prayer, because He's coming by. He's moving in and out, He said, and we want to reach out and we want to grab Him. So praise the name of the Lord. It's wonderful to have all the visitors. How many visitors do we have here this morning? Raise your hand. Well, God bless you. Everybody welcome this morning. I know many of them have come for the camp that we're getting ready to have next week for our young people. And we're under great expectations of what the Lord's going to do.
Amen.
The same thing. Come in expecting. And we want to see lives changed. And we believe lives will be changed. And that's what this word does. It changes. And it is hard in trying to teach the children like each one of us that you've got to get quiet before the Lord. And that's what the prophet told us. He said, you've got to get quiet in order to hear the still small voice. And we can all be witness to it. It's so hard to get quiet. There's just so many distractions that we have in our day-to-day lives and things that we have to do and where we have to go and things that we have to do. It's just a constant bombardment from the Lord Jesus, from the Satan, to get us away from the Lord Jesus, to hear that still small voice. But He says that's the only way that He can speak to us is in that voice. Do you all have problems doing that? It encourages me. The ones that don't, praise the Lord. I need to know your secret. Because it is. It's constantly all the time. But He says that when He does, He says when you have those battles and you go through those battles, He says it's because that God has something for you. There's something special for you. And you ever notice that after the battle, the victory is so much sweeter. It is. It's even coming to church this morning. I'm sure many of you has come and you had many battles that stop you from coming. It might be sickness. It might be running late. It might be a dozen other things and why you shouldn't come and why you shouldn't be here. And I've got to do this and doing that. It's because Jesus has something special for you today.
Amen.
And Satan wants to keep you away from it. And that's his tactics and what he wants to do. Amen?
Amen. Amen.
Who all here believes that Jesus Christ is the same yesterday, today, and forever?
Amen.
Amen. Let's give the Lord a hand. Amen.
afternoon, Lord. Amen. Would you like to see a miracle?
Amen.
Amen. Well, we just happen to have a few of them here. And for you folks that are from out of town, is to tell you, just this last week, I don't remember if it was Friday or Saturday, we had a brother here. His name's Philip Garcia, and maybe you heard about it. And he was out in a field driving his tractor, and he had his son with him. And his son fell off, and he ran over his son with the tractor. He ran over his head with the tractor. But the angel of the Lord came down. He took him to the doctor's office, and they can't find nothing wrong with him. He's here. Philip, where are you? Stand up with your son. Where's he at today? Stand up and hold your son Silas. Where's he at? There he is, right back there in the corner. That's a miracle right there. That's a miracle of God. Brother James Jackson, where are you? Raised from the dead. Bill Simpson, where are you? Raised from the dead right here in this church. Amen. Showing his bride that he is here, he is with us.
Amen.
And he said he would send his legion of angels.
Amen.
When we call upon him, he's on the scene. He never fails. He's there. He's with us. Proving to us that it's beyond a doubt. We're reading a quote in there. He says it shuts the skeptics up. Praise the name of the Lord.
Amen.
We believe it anyway, that whatever it is, but even witnesses, eyewitnesses to it. When our brother Jackson passed away, we had a surgeon that was right there and two other doctors and nurses that were with him. He was dead. He's alive today.
Amen.
Like Brother Branham said the other night, he says, it's not that I was. He goes, I am. That's what this message is I am. I am with you right now. I will never leave you or forsake you. He says that faith that's in that church. And in the end time, he said there will be a church. It'll be a bride. And that we know is we're not talking about this church. We're just part of God's great economy. Those listening in, those are overseas and everywhere, that's part of God's great church. That's part of the church that he wanted. And the only thing that can bring all that all together is what? The Word. The Word is the only thing that can bring the bride of Christ together. We can only unite around that. But he proves to us that he's here with us. We just got to believe. He says we got to put it in the action. We got to believe. And when we go to prayer, we believe what we ask, that we can have it. He says it doesn't look at the circumstances. You just believe it. Is that in your heart today? Do you just believe that with all your heart? That's the bride of Jesus Christ. Amen. And we got to believe this message. That is God's word, is to believe this message. What is the message? We got to believe this message. What is the message? What is the message? What's the Bible say that it would? The word. What's the word say that it was? He said, and the last thing it said is, behold, stop. I'm going to send you Elijah the prophet. I'm going to send you that seventh church age messenger angel. You believe that today? Is that what the Bible says? The Bible says, I will send you Elijah the prophet. It's the last thing that says in the Old Testament, I'll send you that angel. He's going to come, that Elijah. And we've been taught and that we know in the Bible, that angel, what was that angel? The angel was a messenger. He was the messenger for that day. And Brother Branham says, you know, he says somebody that, he says it's raised up from a cot. He says, you think that's a miracle? He says, that's not really a miracle. He says, somebody that's raised up from a wheelchair. He said, you think that that's a miracle? He said, that's not really a miracle. He said, the real miracle is discerning the thoughts of the heart.
Amen.
He said, that's the real miracle. He says, somebody raise it up, it's a miracle. But he says, the real miracle is when somebody can be raised up. And he says, when he can know the thoughts and the intents of their heart.
Amen.
He said, the discernment of the spirit was the real miracle. He says, Christian Science, it might be something in their head. There's Billy Graham's and Oral Roberts and A.A. Allen's, and people were healed. We heard of the Beatles that, oh, they come in the presence of the Beatles. They were healed. They believed that they were touching God. But the only thing none of them could do would know the secrets of the heart.
Amen.
Discern the spirit that's inside of the heart. He said that was the real proof of who that angel was.
Hallelujah.
He said that was the sign of what? The Messiah.
Amen.
That was the sign of the Messiah. To know the secrets of their heart. Who that they were. What they were. Not only told us what happened yesterday. What's happened right now. But he told us what's going to happen in the future. That's the sign of the Messiah. That's who. That's what the message is. That's the message.
Praise the Lord.
Amen. That is the promise to the bride.
Amen.
That is. And that, everything else can be, when you know, when I first read that, when Brother Branham said that, it kind of set me back a little bit. But then it's, you understand that what it is, they could all do that. But all those men and all those great men in the past, they couldn't do that. They couldn't do that in the sign of the Messiah. What did Jesus do when he was here? That was the sign of the Messiah. What did Abraham do? That was the sign of the Messiah. So he was the angel messenger. Amen?
Amen.
Do you all believe that William Marion Branham was the seventh church age messenger?
Amen.
Do you believe that?
Amen.
Amen. Well, let's find out who that angel is, okay? And this angel, with his back turned, said, why did Sarah laugh? Who was that? He, Abraham, little expected that man to be who he was. But when he went to leave, Abraham called him Elohim.
Amen.
God Almighty.
Amen.
Amen. What was it a sign of that God Almighty, in the form of the Holy Ghost, in the last days, before this world shall burn, I think that's what Malachi 4 said, he will come to his people and dwell among his people in flesh.
Amen.
Making himself known to his church just before the fire fell. Just before the destruction of the world. Elohim, God, the Holy Spirit, will come in among his people and do the sign that he did then. Oh, he's the unchangeable God.
Amen.
Amen. Jesus Christ, the same yesterday, today, and forever. So he's telling us through that angel messenger, he is calling that bride. God is proving to us that this angel, that nothing's impossible for our Lord Jesus. This is the word. This is the message of the hour. Once that bride recognizes of who it is what we've been taught. First, you have to believe the messenger. When you believe the messenger, then you can believe the message that he's bringing you. And that's what unites the bride, is that word. He said it was Elohim. It was God living through a man.
Amen.
We make no mistakes, the visitors and everything else, the world. We don't worship the man William Branham. No, sir. We don't worship him. But the God that lived through him is the God that we worship in spirit and truth. Amen. And what's so wonderful, that message that we hear. God went to all that problem to store up all this food for the bride.
Yes, yes.
So that we could hear. He's telling the church and the young people is God knew that in this end time, he had to record the message. Because we're just living busy lives and we're doing it. If we have to sit down and read the Bible, how much do you read the Bible every day? Brother Bram says a real child of God reads their Bible and prays every single day.
Amen.
Most of the time you think is, man, I read a whole chapter. I spent a whole 10 minutes doing that. There's 24 hours a day, but if I read a chapter, I'm doing good. It's all the word, but it is. He knew we'd be busy. We're doing things. And by his grace and mercy, he knew we had to hear the voice for ourselves.
Yeah.
We have to hear the way he said things.
Yeah.
That wherever we go, what we do, we can press play and hear constantly all the time.
Amen.
It is the voice of God to his people.
Amen.
And so it's not a God of yesterday. He's a God of today.
Amen.
He's right here. That same pillar of fire living and dwelling among his people. And anything that we ask, if we believe it, you can have it. Do you believe that same anointing is here today?
Amen.
That same pillar of fire is here?
Amen.
Is that same pillar of fire and that same word, is it living in you?
Amen.
It's not good enough to say, oh, God sent a prophet. I believe that. That life has to live in you.
Amen.
That word. So you are the living word. And we're getting ready to feed on the living word today, which is spiritual food in due season for the bride of Jesus Christ. So that same anointing, when those words are spoken, it's the word coming to life before us. So whatever you have need of today, today can be the greatest day in your life. I guarantee it.
Praise the Lord.
The greatest day in your life. You want to refill with the Holy Spirit today? You can get it today. Anything you want, any healing you want, anything that you ask today, Father is here to give it to you, if you believe it. If you'll believe it, He's here in the form of His Word. Amen. Let's bow our heads. How wonderful it is to believe that with all of our hearts, to know that. It's just not words I'm up here saying. I'm nobody. My word's nothing. His Word is eternity. It lives forever. It's His promise. I read it. It has to come to pass. It has to. If we'll just get quiet and listen to that still small voice speak to us. And that's what we want to do, Heavenly Father, is to invite You to come and to be with us, Lord, and speak to our hearts. Prepare us. Take everything out of the way now, Lord. That's what we've come here, to be fed upon Your Word. Nothing else, not to see nobody or to do nothing, not worry about what's going to happen after church, what I'm going to do. Young people, where are you going to go? Who are you going to meet to go to eat with? Camp coming up. Don't worry about none of that. It'll be worried about right now. Because right now, today is going to change your life. Father is here. He's predestinated that you would be here. He's ordained that you would be here to receive something special from Him. If you believe that, all of your heart, you can have it.
Amen.
Thank You, Lord Jesus. The Father, You know our hearts. You know our desires. You know what we need more than what I need, Lord. Look deep in our hearts this morning, Lord. And Lord, I ask You to come and meet our request. We're going to believe it, Lord, from the depths of our heart. Fill us with Your Holy Spirit. Fill this building, each individual person, with the Holy Spirit, Lord Jesus. If there's a backslider here that's maybe fallen off away a little bit, bring them back into the sheepfold. If there's somebody that hasn't given their heart to You, bring them to Calvary. Bring You in Him. Because maybe you're just weak today and you had a hard week or whatever it is. May that refreshing come upon you. You got a decision that needs to be made. He's here to give you the answer to your heart. He'll speak to you. He'll tell you. He's here to do it. He is Elohim. He has come down and was made flesh and dwelled among us. And He's flesh and dwelling among, living in you right now. Let us just touch You, Lord. Let that deep call to the deep. So as we just sing that little song, we'll reach out and touch the Lord. I'd like to invite our brother Samuel to come up and take these requests before the Lord. Say, Lord, hear my prayer this morning. And may I just reach out, Lord, and touch You as You pass by. It's just not another Sunday. It's just not another day. It's not another time that we sing the song. It's a reality. We feel Your presence. We know You're here. And we love You, Lord Jesus. What a special day that You've given us today, Lord Jesus. Be with us, Lord. We want to invite You to come. Reach out and touch the Lord as He goes by. You will find He's not too busy to
supply.
Father, we thank you, Lord, this morning for Calvary, Lord. You shed your blood, Lord. You purchased your elected before the foundation of the world, Lord. You called us out, Lord. Thank you, Lord, for the message and the messenger. Lord, we appreciate you, Lord, for all that you've done for us, all that you're doing. Lord, nothing, Lord, moves us, Lord, but the voice of God for this day, Lord. Lord, it's just thinking about when the disciples were up there on the mountain with Jesus, and then when he was transfigured, Peter was thinking about a lot of different things about building different tabernacles, but then the voice spoke out, "Hear ye him." Lord, that's what we want to hear. There's so many voices in the land, but today the only thing that moves the bride is the voice of God. And that's what we're here to hear this morning, Lord. We know it's a certain sound. We know it's thus saith the Lord. We know, Lord, that it was Hebrews 13:8, the same yesterday, today, and forever. And Lord, we're under expectations, Lord, as we hear that voice. Lord, we know, Lord, that we're going to receive from you today. We thank you for it, Lord. We place these requests, Lord, before you. Lord, we believe your prophet. We're standing on every word he said. There's no mistakes, Lord. We're convinced, Lord. We're anchored, Lord. It's our absolute, Lord. Your bride is gathered today, Lord. They're unified around the world, Lord, by this message, this messenger that you sent, Lord. Just thinking, Lord, on the other side, when your prophet was transfigured, they put him up on a high place. All of those people, Lord, they were saying, "Our precious brother, if you had not a wind, we wouldn't be here." Lord, we're anchored on that. We're resting on every word that prophet has said. We love you, Lord, and we thank you, Lord, for answering these needs and these requests that have been written out in every hand that's been raised, Lord. We're believing it, Lord. We love you, Lord, this morning. Bless and be with us, Lord. In the further part of this service, we thank you for it. In the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. Amen. We could just be seated. Reach out and touch the Lord as he goes by. You will find he's not too busy to dedication. There's two that want to bring their babies up. So at this time, we'll sing "Bring Them In." If those two would come forward at this time. Bring them in.
Benjamin Noah.
Ah, what a sweet man. Ah, praise the name of the Lord. He knows how to give good things, doesn't he?
Amen.
Let us all bow our heads. Gracious Lord Jesus, how we thank you, Lord, for your grace and your mercy, Lord. And for this little child, Benjamin, that you've given to this home, Lord. Father, what a little token of love that you've given, Lord. Father, they have come today in obedience to your word, Lord, to bring him and to place him into your hands, Lord. Yes. For they know this evil world that's out there, Lord, that he has no chance. But Father, they want to put him in your hands.
Yes, Lord.
Father, that you'll watch him and protect him all of his life, Lord. Keep your hand up over him, Lord Jesus. Father, bless this family, and may you always be the special guest in their home, Lord. Yeah. Father, now as we take little Benjamin and we place him back into your hands for a life of dedication and service unto you, Lord, grant it, Lord Jesus. We ask in that precious and lovely name, the name of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. Amen.
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 Bigger one. God bless you. Let us bow our heads. Father, once again, as we come before you, Lord, we're just so thankful, Lord, for all that you do for us, Lord. Father, as this father comes up here to bring his son Opet, that, Lord, we want to take him and place him back into your hands, Lord. Father, to give him to you for a life of service, Lord. May you bless and be with him and keep your hand up over him, Lord Jesus. And Father, if there is a tomorrow, that, Lord, that he would live this word, Lord, and it would be anchored in his heart. Bless and be with him now in this family, Lord Jesus, as they take him and they place him back into your hands, Lord, for a life of service, Lord. Bless and be with him now. We thank you, Lord, for this opportunity that we have to do this, Lord, in obedience to your word. Grant it, Lord Jesus. We ask in that all-sufficient name, the name of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ.
Amen.
Amen. He'd give me a hug. Joshua didn't turn it well. Left-handed. Joshua. A Joshua.
Amen. Amen.
God bless you. Let us bow our heads.
Oh, sweet.
Yeah. Father, how great thou art. Lord, your mercy and grace is sufficient for us, Lord. Father, this little love gift that, Lord, you've once again placed into this home, Lord. They love you with all their heart, Lord. And the best they know, they're trying to serve you, Lord. And trying to keep this word before their little family that you've given to them, Lord. Father, if they bring this little love gift that you've given to them, little Joshua, Lord, that they want to take and place him into your hands, Lord. For they know that he wouldn't have a chance without you, Lord. But Lord, if you're there and your angels encamp around about those that love him, then Lord, we come today in obedience to the word to take him and to place him into your hands, Lord. Bless and be with him, Lord. May your angels always encamp around about him, Lord. If there is a tomorrow, may you use him, Lord. May his life be a reflection of you, Lord Jesus. May this word live in and through him, Lord. Bless this family, Lord. And may you always be the guest in their home, Lord. May they always point their children to you, Lord Jesus. Bless and be with them now. And may your angels encamp around about them, Lord, and their families. Bless and be with them. Now we take little Joshua and we place him into your hands, Lord Amen. Jesus. We give him back to you, the one, the giver of all good gifts.
Yes.
In the name of the Lord Jesus, we ask these things. Amen.
Amen. Dedicated. Such an honor and privilege to be in the house of the Lord this morning. Amen. How many's expecting? I know I am. And how many's marching with me to Zion? Amen. Let's sing that little chorus. We're marching to Zion, beautiful, beautiful Zion. We're marching upward to Zion. Of God. We
along with sweet accord and thus around the throne and thus surround the throne. Oh, we're marching to Zion, beautiful, beautiful Zion. We're marching upward to
another day that you've given us to come into your house and to worship you. And Lord, we just pray that you come and pour out your Spirit upon us. Lord, that you'd undertake for each need and draw each one of us closer to you is our prayer. Bless these tithes and offerings. In Jesus Christ's name I pray. Amen.
Marching to Zion.
My heart.
so heavy, it's then I sang low, and then I heard about Jesus.
It's God can do anything, anywhere, and anytime. God can do anything for you. And He's the Alpha and Omega, the beginning and the end. God can do anything for you. So I'd like to try to sing that this morning, a little chorus. Well, God can do anything, anywhere, anytime. God can do anything. that's the truth. We know, we believe that. This time we have a special from the team.
With humble adoration. soul, my Savior God, to thee. How great thou art, how great thou art, then saith my soul, my Savior God, to thee. How great thou art.
Yesterday, Brother Branham said, he said he's so big that he fills all space, but yet he can come so small that he'll come to a sinner's heart, my heart. He says, and that's what, Brother Branham said, that's what makes him great to me, that he came into my heart, and I'm so thankful for that, and truly how great thou art, O God. There's a little song, it's, Lord, I want to be a Christian in my heart. And I want to be more like Jesus in my heart. I just like to sing that little chorus. Lord, I want to be like Jesus in my heart. Oh, Lord, I want to be like Jesus in my heart. Jesus.
Desire of our heart today, Lord, to be a living sanctuary for you to live in. You are pure and holy. We are nothing, but you're everything, Lord Jesus. You're everything, Lord. Prepare my heart today, Lord, that I can be a living sanctuary for you to dwell and live in, Lord. Take away all unbelief, all things that so easily beset me, Lord. I have so many of them, Lord. Take them away so you can live in me, Lord. I want to be a written epistle read of all men, Lord Jesus. Not that they would see me, but they would see you. Because, Father, we're in you, in him. It's not our glory, it's your glory. Open up our hearts now, Lord, to hear your word. Anoint us. We have to be anointed to hear your word, Lord, or we can't hear it. Father, if we know that word is anointed, anoint us. Be with us today, Lord. truly we believe. We'll remain standing, if you will, as we welcome him to come and to speak to us today, the voice of God to his people, and to bring us the message, is there anything too hard for the Lord? What a privileged people to be able to listen to the voice of God, the seventh church age messenger to speak to his bride today. Remember that same anointing is right here. Amen. It is the word, and the word is anointed. Amen. Now anoint us, Lord Jesus. Here's our prophet, the seventh angel messenger, our pastor, Brother Branham. God bless you.